Hello, NFL lovers around the world, and you here at home. This is your host of the Real McCoy Sports Podcast, DPN, Dream Podcast Network. I'm your host, still, will, forever, doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III, but you can call me Frankie. And this is NFL Week 7, Siete, baby, Week 7 NFL, and I love NFL. The question is, do you love NFL? And if you're at work, listening, watching, living, breathing NFL, if you're at home, watching your TV, think NFL. If you're in the grocery store, do you love the NFL? If you're at school, do you love the NFL? At church, NFL. Are you in jail? NFL. Don't drop the soap, but think NFL. And your release date. And everyone in the planet, in Mars, Jupiter, Uranus. NFL Week 7, baby! And this is your host, Frankie. Let's get into it. And this is, let's get straight into it, NFL Week 7, the Real McCoy Sports Podcast scoreboard for Week 7. Thursday Night Football. We had an annihilation. Denver Broncos throttle the Arizona Cardinals 45-10. That's right, once again, Arizona Cardinals at home showing a pathetic performance at home in front of their fans, losing to the Denver Broncos 10-45. Sunday games, let's get into it. Tennessee Titans in London facing the Los Angeles Chargers, lose in a tight game. Los Angeles Chargers 20, Tennessee Titans 19. Chicago Bears lose to the New England Patriots 31-38. That's right. New England Patriots 38, Chicago Bears 31 in Chicago. Buffalo Bills 5, Indianapolis Colts 37 in Indy. Detroit Lions pull off the win 32-21 against the Miami Dolphins. Detroit Lions 32, Miami Dolphins 21 in Miami. And the New York Jets fall in defeat to the Minnesota Vikings. New York Jets 17, Minnesota Vikings 37. Tampa Bay Buccaneers win a close one in OT, overtime. Tampa Bay Buccaneers 26, Cleveland Browns 23. And we had the Carolina Panthers edging out a victory in Philly. 21-17, Carolina Panthers 21, Philadelphia Eagles 17, Houston Texans 20, Jacksonville Jaguars 7, Jacksonville Jaguars 7, Houston Texans 20, New Orleans Saints 24, Baltimore Ravens 23, that's right folks, Baltimore Ravens lose at home 23-24 against the New Orleans Saints. How about them Saints? Who that? Who that? Los Angeles Rams beat my San Francisco 49ers silly 39-10. Yes, I said the score. LA Rams 39, SF 49ers 10. Mm-mm-mm. Dallas Cowboys finally lose 17-20. Washington Redskins pull out the victory at home. Washington Redskins 20, Dallas Cowboys 17. And the Kansas City Chiefs hold on again for the win, 45-10 against the Cincinnati Bengals. And for Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons edge out a victory 23-20 against the New York Giants. And Week 7 was another great week of another great NFL showing of great games. And what we're going to do this week, we're going to, first segment, we're going to get into the Monday Night Showdown with the Atlanta Falcons and the New York Giants, the G-Men, which was a pretty good game. Not a great high-scoring game, but a pretty good game. And let's get straight to it. Now, Let me give you the quarterback numbers for this game. It wasn't the most offensive game. Let's get into it. Eli Manning, number 10. For the New York Giants quarterback, Eli Manning, 27 for 38, 399 yards, 10.5 average yards per pass, one TD. He got sacked four times with a QBR of 59.4, which is not good. Overall rating of 113.8, not bad. And let's get into Atlanta Falcons quarterback, number 2, Matt Ryan, 31 for 39. 379 yards with an average per pass attempt of 9.7 yards, one TD. He also got sacked three times. He had a QBR of 85.9, not the greatest, not bad, not shabby. 115.7 overall rating. And I would say, did I enjoy this game? Wasn't better than last week's Monday Night Showdown, but It was pretty good. Actually, Atlanta controlled most of the momentum for the whole game. New York Giants are not a good football team at all. Play calling sucks. Also, defense is not horrible. They're just not good. Offense, I've never been an Eli Manning fan, so I don't expect much from him. Saquon Barkley is the truth, in my opinion, that running back for the New York Giants. And Odell Beckham, I wouldn't blame him, but Eli just doesn't get enough time to throw, and when he does, he's oftentimes inconsistent. But Atlanta did their thing. They pulled out the win. And let's go through the summary of the game so you can get a picture of how this went for the night, so you can understand the momentum of the game. So second quarter was the first score with 4:51 on the clock in the second quarter. Falcons, Marvin Hall received a 41-yard TD pass from number 2 quarterback Matt Ryan, Atlanta Falcons. 47-yard pass once again, which put Atlanta up 7-0 with the extra point good from number 4 Giorgio Tavecchio, kicker for the Atlanta Falcons. That's right, Giorgio Armani. Don't confuse him. Now, at that point, Atlanta was up 7-0 against the New York Jets. But with 50 seconds left in the second quarter in the first half, New York Giants number 2, Aldrick Rosas, kicker. Once again, number 2 for the New York Giants, had a 31-yard field goal good, which made the score 7-3. New York 3, Atlanta Falcons 7. But shortly after that, that was short-lived. Atlanta Falcons, number 4, Giorgio Armani, as I would call him, Giorgio Tavecchio, with the 40-yard field goal, which made it good, which made it Atlanta 10, Atlanta Falcons 10, New York Giants 3. And that was the halftime score at halftime, 10-3, which wasn't nothing to sneeze at. Low-scoring game. Atlanta's really underachieving. They're underproducing, in my opinion. Injury with Sanu, we'll see how that goes. But let's move on to the third quarter. That was the score at that time. It wasn't an exciting game at that point. But in the third quarter, number 2, Aldrick Rosas from the New York Giants with a 36-yard field goal, which made the score New York Giants 6, Atlanta Falcons 10. And that was the only score in the third quarter. But in the fourth quarter, things picked up, got a little spicy. Now, fourth quarter scores with 14:55 on the clock. Atlanta strikes early with a Giorgio Tavecchio 50-yard field goal. Wow! Which made the score ATL, yo. 13, New York G-Men 6. That's right, Falcons 13, Giants 6. But with 7:47 in the fourth quarter, number 26, ATL running back Tevin Coleman with a 30-yard TD run. Giorgio Tavecchio, extra point good, which made the score ATL 20, New York 6. And that's right, Tevin, a.k.a. Campbell, a.k.a. Coleman. Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you. That's right. He had a 30-yard run, and he sung all his way to the end zone. Tevin Campbell Coleman, which made it 20-6. But with 4:47 on the clock, New York Giants, superstar running back, rookie running back, number 26, Saquon Barkley. Say my name. Saquon Barkley. Now, he had a 2-yard run, but the 2-point version conversion failed. And I understood why they went for it. Actually, I don't understand why you went for it, because that made the score 20-12. Atlanta Falcons 20, New York Giants 12. Now, at that point, you kick the field goal, you're down 7. Remember when I talked to you about offensive coordinator discipline? This is where they needed some. Stupid. This is why you won one game. This is why you're a bad football team. This is why you will not be in the playoffs. But in fact, you'll be watching the playoffs. And I hope you have your seat reserved at Buffalo Wild Wings or at Wingstop, because that's where you'll be, all right? Make sure you have my garlic parmesan and get some beer, some freaking beer, all right? And then that will be that. At that point, it was 20-12. But with 1:55 left on the clock, number 4, Giorgio Tavecchio with a 56-yard field goal, which put Atlanta Falcons up 23-12. ATL 23, New York 12. But, as Giants usually do, at the end of the game, you know, they want to pad the stats, make it look interesting, act like they're going to win. All right, with 5 seconds left, number 13, Odell Beckham Jr., Mr. Dyed Hair, Thunderbird, whatever his hair is, whatever you call that, 5 heartbeats type hair, with a 1-yard pass, touchdown good. 2-point conversion, good. From number 26, Saquon Barkley, running back. 2-point conversion, good, which put the score at 23-20. But by that time, 5 seconds left, when you score that touchdown, you have no chance of getting the ball back. You have no, even with the onside kick, you're not going to advance the ball. You're not going to get a field goal. So that was that. And that was game over. Case in point, game match. Game set match. And that was that. And that sums up pretty much New York Giants season. They have been teetering to being really bad for a couple years now. And I don't care who you draft. I don't care if it's Steve Young and Jerry Rice. It's you guys are dysfunctional. I don't like Eli Manning. Odell Beckham Jr. is a hell of a wide receiver. Saquon Barkley is a beast at running back. But if you have no offensive line blocking, if you have no defense to get you stops, it's not going to pan out. And you guys, especially if it's not a cohesive unit, if you guys aren't on the same page, if the team is not really a team on the football field and off the football field, it's going to translate into bad football, and it's going to translate into losses, and that's what's happening right now. The New York Giants are going to continue to lose. Atlanta Falcons, I'm not sold yet. You guys have arguably some of the best wide receiver core, arguably. Maybe it might be. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I'm not a big fan of Matt Ryan. He's a damn hell of a quarterback. He's a damn good quarterback. He's just not a great one in my eyes. He's just a damn good quarterback. But I don't know. It's just something about that team. That defense is not what it was in years past, 2 years ago. That defense taking steps back and back and back. And that offense, I don't know. It's just without Freeman, he's hurt. I understand. I don't know. It's just something about you I don't trust. I don't know what it is. Can't put my finger on it. I just don't trust them. And that's it. That's all. All right? And that was your Monday Night Football game, NFL Week 7. And that was that. And that was your Monday night. And let's move on to hate. NFL Week 7, the Real McCoy Sports Podcast. Hate with your host Frankie. And teams that I just hate right now, luckily the Raiders had a bye, and quickly, let's just say Green Bay Packers had a bye, Oakland Raiders had a bye, Pittsburgh Steelers had a bye, Seattle Seahawks had a bye. So that's 4 teams that are out of my hate radar. My HR, okay? And that's not Human Resources Department. That's my hate radar. And my hate radar is going to go... It's going to go to the 49ers. I know you're supposed to lose. It's Los Angeles Rams. They're projected to be the favorites for the Super Bowl. But you have to have a better showing. You're at home. Don't make me look bad at home. Get it together. It's 39 to 10. I just call it 40. Let's just call it 40 to 10. You lost 40 to 10. All right, from Mr. B.I.B.I. at quarterback, Beathard. B.I.B.I. Get it. Ooh, do we need Kaepernick back? I keep calling his name. Maybe he'll come back like Candyman if I say his name three times. Kaepernick, Kaepernick, Kaepernick. But Coach Shanahan already said he doesn't fit our scheme. That's a polite way of saying we don't want your you-know-what back here. All right, another hate. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You guys edged out the Browns. Browns, you guys need to do better. Overtime, you guys take a loss. I don't know what's going on in Cleveland, but it's unacceptable. All right, Mr. Krabby Patty, you allowed him to pull away with the victory. You allowed Mr. Krabby Patty to win. Now, you guys have to get this thing together. And Baker Mayfield, he needs some help. That defense, it's playing so-so, but you need to get him some help because this is unacceptable. And the Browns, you need some wins before your coach takes that boot that GM is going to give him, all right? You need to get him some help, all right? Patriots pull out a victory. I expected them. Bears, you did what I thought you were going to do. Now, I hate the fact that Chargers, you guys can't win by more than 1 point against the Tennessee Titans. I've never been a fan of Mariota. I've always liked Phillip Rivers. For some reason, I like his grit. I like his heart. I like his tenacity. Animosity towards the opposition. He doesn't like you if you're not on his team. He talks smack back. I like that about a quarterback. But you guys just don't ever win. You guys win a whole bunch of regular season games, but you never go to the big dance. You're like a popular boy or a popular girl in high school or in middle school that you think you're big stuff all the way until it's time to go to the big dance, go to the prom, or go to the big dance in middle school, and then you get no date because of the way you treated people. The way you treat this NFL on the field, you need to treat this better, Phillip Rivers. You need to get this together. You should be annihilating teams like Tennessee Titans. You should be sending a message that you guys are a force to be reckoned with. I actually like this team. They have potential to do damage in the playoffs. But, as always, they'll disappoint. Once the playoffs come around, they'll disappoint. And they'll get knocked off. They'll get knocked off. Besides that... Other hate I want to give, Cowboys, you lose to Smith. You give him more credibility in the eyes of the Smith lovers. And you make me one of the biggest Smith haters. You make me look bad. And that's why I hate you today, Cowboys and Dallas Cowboy fans and Jerry Jones lovers around the world. You guys needed to handle business. I hate when he wins. I hate when Alex Smith wins. It just makes him, he's a smart quarterback. He takes what the defense gives him. But he's Mr. Checkdown. He's Mr. Play It Safe. And that's why he will never win a Super Bowl in his life. I hope you retire tomorrow. Just get out of the NFL. I'm tired of you. You ruined my teenage years in San Francisco. It was just horrible. Let's move on. All right, Panthers, you finally win. But Eagles... I'm hating on you for the simple fact that you guys are selling me a bill of goods. You guys are selling me rotten fruit. You guys are selling me false advertisements. You guys aren't what you were last year. And as I see week to week, I don't care if you get wins in the future. I don't care if you guys turn it around and start winning. You guys are not the same team as last year. You guys will not be winning the Super Bowl. I see a lot of flaws, and I see an offense that's just iffy. I don't blame Carson Wentz. It's not his fault. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's not better than Aaron Rodgers. Don't you disrespect him. But I think he's top four. I would say top four. I hate to use the cliche top five, top ten. No, he's top four. He probably is number four right now. But I don't know. It's just something with Philly. Injuries, of course. I'll give you that. There's been a lot of injuries. I will give you that. But that defense, I don't trust the defense. I like the defensive line. A lot, linebacker core is so-so. Secondary is so-so. Offense, I'm not sold on the offense either. Not because of Carson Wentz, because of everything around Carson Wentz. That's why I'm not sold. But maybe they'll get it together. I don't see a Super Bowl. I don't think they'll make it that far, but they'll definitely go to the playoffs. Well, yeah. I could say definitely. I think they will. That's about it. All the other games were pretty predictable. Can't hate on anybody else. Everybody else did what they were supposed to do. Wait a minute. I am forgetting something. I am forgetting the biggest hate I need to dish out. Week 7 NFL. The Real McCoy Sports Podcast. The GPN Dream Podcast Network. Now, the Jacksonville Kittens. The Jacksonville Kittens. Wow. You guys lose. Even though I love me some Deshaun Watson, Houston, they still have a problem over there. I don't care if the offense is starting to turn it around. I don't trust that defense. And I hate to say it, when they have J.J. Watt and they have other stars, Jadeveon Clowney around, Tyrann Mathieu around, I just don't trust them. But they handle the Jacksonville Kittens 20-7 in Jacksonville. And Blake Bortles, Mr. Fumble-Rooski himself, just couldn't stop dropping the ball. Had to get benched to Chad Heineken. So you had to get benched for some Heineken. And he couldn't do anything either. But Blake Butt, because you're Butt right now. You're not a good quarterback. You're Blake Butt. I don't care if you have a good game next week. I don't care if you throw 7 touchdowns. You're Butt. I don't know how you hold on to your job. And this is what I dislike and hate about the NFL. How do you allow some of these guys to make millions and millions of dollars when there's so many other, let me not use that. I hate to use words loosely like that. That great. There's so many other capable quarterbacks that are way better than Blake Bortles. So many. So Robert Griffin III. So many other. I would even take Derek Anderson over Blake Bortles. It's so many quarterbacks. A.J. McCarron. I'm not sure if he's hurt or not. So many other quarterbacks. Let me throw him again. Colin Kaepernick. Ding, ding, ding. Another one. So many other quarterbacks. I would take Lamar Jackson, even though he plays for Baltimore Ravens. I don't know how these guys make so much money, and he makes a whole bunch of money to be this bad and didn't deserve it. Why? Because the defense was so great last year that and just because he plays the quarterback position, that allowed him to, since they have a structure set up to where quarterbacks reap the benefits off of other play on the field, that if you have a dominant defense, your quarterback is going to reap the benefits of that. It shouldn't be that way. It should be how you play on the field. He had moments last year, but he choked last year. He wasn't that guy, and he played bad before that. He shouldn't even got to last year. He's been playing bad for years. He's not a good quarterback. He won't be. Jacksonville, you will tread the day. You will remember the day when you let and allow this man to lead your team into battle for all these years. You will dread it. And you will think, why did I waste these years? Why? Because he will let you down. He'll smile in your face. All the time he's going to make mistakes. He's Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles. He's going to make mistakes. He's a backstabber. He smiles in your face. He says what you want in interviews. He's sure. Yeah, we're going to look at tape. That's what all the scrub quarterbacks and scrub players say. Yeah, you know, it's just a bad day. It's just one of those days. We'll look at the tape and look at the mistakes and we'll make corrections in practice. No, you're not. I wish Jalen Ramsey, instead of him jaw-jacking against the other teams, I wish he'd just go to you at the next practice, just smack you silly and just spit on you. Because you're ruining this defense. You're ruining them. You're ruining the twilight of their careers. And all that good defense they're playing, they're going to get older. They're going to get injured, battered, bruised. And then they're going to start talking negatively about the defense. Look, they're getting old. They're aging. Yeah, they're aging.
Because when they were in their prime,
they had quarterbacks like Blake Butt who limited them from their potential, from their full potential. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're teetering into not making the playoffs. And it's so sad because they have a lot of talent on defense. I acknowledge. They have a lot of injuries. Leonard Fournette, wide receivers Lee, and some other players. Can't remember off the top of my head, but you have enough to get it done. You have enough. And you don't lose 20-7 at home to a Houston Texans team that hasn't been playing well. You do not lose there. You do not. You come up with that win any way you can. And that's the biggest hate I'm going to give for NFL Week 7. And that's pretty much all I can say. It was a disappointing. I want to see Jacksonville do good. My Niners, they are what they are. I don't make no excuses on the Real McCoy Sports Podcast, DPN Dream Podcast Network. But what I can say is, au revoir, good night, or good morning, depending on where you are in the world. And don't forget to tune in to next week's Week 8, NFL Week 8. We have a great show here. Why do we have a great show? Because we have listeners like you listening in and tuning in to the best sports podcast show in the world, Craig. If you smell
what Franklin J. McCoy III, but you can call me Frankie, is cooking. And this is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DP Dream Podcast.
Frankie says, thanks for tuning in. I love you, and I hope you love me back. I'm out. Goodbye.